listed on that 320.
Chair Angel Silva Rodriguez.
Present.
Vice Chair Denise Pantoja.
Present.
Commissioner Yvonne G. Mejia said she was tied up at work, meeting the deadline. Commissioner Michael Remedy.
Here.
Commissioner Olivia Robledo is not present.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Michael, can you do it? You're so well.
Right hand in your heart and right hand to the end.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I will move a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor would require me to say yay.
Yeah.
We are unanimous. public statements.
My wife doesn't have one.
She has papers in her hand.
She doesn't like the
they're
heat.
They're long too, so. Yeah. All right.
Hey.
Oh. You, is that?
Good thing it's just an audio.
All right.
All right. Okay. Commission matters. Request to approve minutes of June 2nd, 2016 special meeting and June 28th regular meeting.
Can we make a motion to approve them both, Elena, or do you have to?
Yeah, one.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from June 2nd, 2016 special meeting and June 28th, 2016 regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Right. All those in favor requires me to say aye, and then we are unanimous.
Aye.
Aye. Just sailing along.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's got to stop now. Discussion regarding prioritizing and developing a timeline for fiscal year 2016-17 goals and objectives.
So Commissioner Mejia sent this to us earlier today, so we went ahead and printed her. For comment, refer to the attached matrix to outline our priorities. I suggested it be filled in, either filled in on our own or collectively, although I think it's best if it's a working document so we can make sure to have a full view of our short, dash, and long-term goals. Note that there are comments within the Excel sheet. So the first one doesn't have the comments, and the second one, thanks to our chair, does have comments. And
that was a group project. I stood there and we figured out how to print it.
So we could email this matrix to you once you folks decide how you want to from this point.
You have a copy of the Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
Fill in the
spaces.
Well, the easy one would be a coffee pot.
I agree, I want that one for the fall. Are we looking just at the format for this for now, or?
I think just the format, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then we can
in order away. Not to make it into a weird type of serial meeting, it has to be a document that gets, we can't all be working on the same spreadsheet, correct?
Right.
So we would have to send information to
so we would just send it to you?
And then when we have your next meeting,
then you just
okay. Then we'll okay. Present it again.
And so I'm trying to logistically, because in a normal workplace, you would be working on it with
yeah.
Somebody collaborating, but as soon as we all touch right. It, then we're doing bad things. So.
So I guess if we sent to Elena our maybe top three priorities in this order, like anticipated time frame, project, mm-hmm. And then you would just mm-hmm. Be able to. To
right.
Add it to
right.
The
okay. What I could do is go ahead and send you this
oh like individually right. Okay
and then you could forward it back to me or you could just fill in the hard copy whatever's easier for
okay
you. I'll email it to you as well okay. We'll make sure we do that
okay so I guess by our next meeting we should have maybe three priorities or okay
And some of them are going to be way out. We may end up jumping ahead on a few of them just because it's like the coffee clutch. A, that's a higher priority, and B, it's something
coming up, like,
it's much easier to be successful bringing people into a room than it is to plan an entire
workshop. Or
because I would like to have the feedback of the principals before we
start planning. Yeah.
The good news is that science fair doesn't get turned in at the school level till January.
Oh,
at the school level, so it would be the spring before they would be done with it, mm-hmm. and that would be when we would want to feature that.
Oh my God, I saw a website on here. Wasn't the website on here?
I think that was in the minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You may want to use the minutes as well. There were some comments made regarding the website. And,
so we can leave the three or four priorities with as much information as we can provide.
So page 2 of the June 28th minutes, it shows some of the feedback that you folks provided on the
team.
I don't know if you want to use those and just resend us. When we send you the matrix, maybe you can add them onto your section.
Sure. Is there anything we can discuss and legitimize or make suggestions to change the actual format before we start all using this format?
I think the format's good.
Yeah, I think it's clear. Mm-hmm. My only suggestion is if you suggest it, you should be prepared to lead it. I would really like you to do that.
My problem, you know, like the science fair, that sounds really nice. I have just no experience. You know, I don't know where to begin. Something like this. I'd love to sit in with somebody.
Well, and we can co-chair something like that, because that would be something that I would want to get one of the school people to help with that's done one at a school level. Mm-hmm. And I know how school organizations for, like, Reflections, which is a PTA art thing, or some of the other things, we can try to recruit some people from the principal's coffee clutch. Mm-hmm. Olivia would have ideas on how to do school-wide recruitment, you know, what kind of forms, what kind of things we would need to do. But yeah, just because you're the lead doesn't mean you're the only. Mm-hmm. We could definitely add. Science fair is not going to be one that anybody's going to do by themselves.
I think we'd all have to help with that.
Right. We might have two for the ad hoc, but it's going to be more like the mm-hmm. scholarships, where there's two people running part of the train, and we might have to break it up into more than that, because it'll be the same thing. We're going to have to secure space. We're going to have to...
Okay. Also, like I reiterate, I have very little experience, so I would like to be involved in as many as possible. You know, just to sit in and throw my two cents if I got any cents.
I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. I know that one of the things that I want to see on here is our part of the website, our part of the city website, the information that we can provide for families and that we can provide to people. But I know what I would like to see on there, but, you know, from the outside, if you were trying to help a family, what would you need would be different than what I would need, and if we all figure out together what needs to be put on there.
And we get ideas for this website, the format that it has to be supplied in, you know, to the web person, you know, if there's any artwork that...
We'd have to drag them into the meeting. But when we get that close, then that's fairly easy. Because I think, you know, I don't care what font it is, and I'm assuming that the city has formatting guidelines. And so what we would say is, okay, we want it to provide the information for this, we want it to provide the schools, we want it to provide information on school choice dates, like application dates, we want, you know, tutoring. I know I get a lot of questions on people need extra help, where can they go, people don't know they can go to the library, people don't know they can go, you know, there are, Park and Rec has some, at some places Park and Rec has drop-in stuff, some churches in town have drop-in stuff, and as long as it's completely just educational and it's not Vacation Bible School. I'd be happy to go. I would be happy to go check it out and then find out. Because again, when you find out your child's struggling, you just suddenly you're looking to anybody to help, and you don't want to hand somebody off to something that's not
legitimate,
or it's not really going to help.
Yeah.
More importantly, making sure that they know what their rights are for special education. You know, whatever links with LAUSD for the most part, but also private schools and other things, so that when a parent says, you know, they told me they can't help my child, like, that would be incorrect. I don't doubt that they didn't tell you that, but that is incorrect. They kind of, there's laws for that, and they do have to help your child. Not getting overly preachy, but just like, here's a list of information, and if somebody reaches out to us through that, then we can, you know, help channel them to the right people. You know, I can't convince people, like, well, the principal said, the principal has a boss, and you could talk the principal's boss if you're not hearing. You know, and sometimes the principal said that, and the principal is correct because they're not giving you all the information, but the principal has a boss. If you don't feel comfortable with what was said, you can go to the next level. And then that at least gives families, you know, there's special ed offices in each of the local districts. You can go there, you know, or gifted, or, you know, whatever. So, you know, in terms of the website, that's, you know, what I would definitely like to make sure that we see. What do you guys need from us? You need us to just...
Well, as I look at this, and I didn't really get a chance to look at it earlier, but so I guess what we'll do is email you this matrix, and there are already some projects here, so if you can just send us back your three. You can remove...
What's in here?
Right.
Okay, and then
right.
Yeah.
These may be yours already, so yeah. Just keep them on. And then maybe list the order, the priority order.
Okay.
And then on here, anticipate whatever, I guess you can fill in for us so that we can, you know, next time we'll have the projector, and so maybe we can work on it.
Okay.
So anticipated time frame, according to Commissioner Mejia, it says indicate quarter or ideal month.
Oh,
which are you? Where are you coming?
Yeah, she's coming in.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Now, where are you going?
She gets to sit here. Yeah, in worst place.
Or you want to sit by me?
You can sit by me. Yeah.
There you go. Excuse me. Sorry.
Actually, I jumped up because I thought it was cookies.
Do you need more cookies?
More.
A lot of
cookies. Okay, so you do not need us to. Do you want us to direct you? I mean.
Well, no. I think what I'll need from you is, as long as all of these columns are filled in to the best, you folks started describing the effort and the event. So as best you could describe it, that would be column three, anticipated time frame, so that when we compile this document next meeting, we'll have everything you're sending us: the time frame, the project name, and description of the effort. Anticipated cost and resources.
I'm just going to say in terms of cost and resources, we stay kind of blank, but just say I anticipate these would be for like the coffee clutch, they would be incidental. It would be for the snacks. It would be for
any feedback you can.
Right. Because we wouldn't know what the actual cost is, but that would be, to me, that's like minimal. That's not super big. Obviously, if we're the annual scholarship event, lots. Just put them on board. That's where a lot of it's just going.
So, and then Commissioner Mejia's comments here kind of help out. It says for community organizations and stakeholders, second over the last column, we should indicate what businesses, organizations we could engage and include in the planning. So when you folks send back the matrix, whatever information you give me,
and
as much information.
Fair, we could say we need to talk to some principals, we need to talk to some science teachers and make sure that our timeline aligns with their timelines, make sure that they're on board, because if they don't want to play, then we could have a huge thing and have three things to show for it. It's a really great science fair.
Yeah. And so for Commissioner Lee, I'll just go ahead and whoever submitted it to me for now, I'll put your name as Commissioner Lee.
Thanks.
And,
okay.
So as best you can fill it out, maybe a week or a few days before our next meeting, maybe the third week of the month.
Okay.
But when we send this to you, we'll remind you a few times.
Okay.
So I think, and then we'll just start next week. We'll add this item on the agenda again, and then we'll have the projector and with all as completed as we can.
Financial literacy, the
they've got some programs teaching the kids fundamentals.
They weren't ready. They weren't
not
ready.
This meeting.
They weren't ready for this meeting. So we'll make sure that they're ready for us by the next meeting, because that would be something we could roll out without a lot of our hands on it. Mm-hmm. So that gives us more time to go back to the things that we have to say, hey, this sounds like really exciting, but this is going to be complicated. All right. Ready for number three that we're going to bypass? Okay. Discussion regarding drafting, establishing scholarship program policy and procedures. We don't really have anything for that today. Okay. So we will skip that and go on to number four. Discussion regarding offering scholarships for art classes at Alvarez Art Studio.
So I was approached by Gilbert Fearsball and Balthazar about possibly the Education Commission maybe offering some scholarships for some students to, there's an art studio on Brand. It's very nice, by Alas Media. I went and visited, and maybe I'll let, do you want to go ahead and, I forgot your name.
Cynthia.
Cynthia Alvarez, from Alvarez Studio. So her and I met, I went to the studio, just kind of talked through. I really liked that it's not your typical art, like the students learn principles, they learn theories, so they're just not like, oh, just come, we're going to do a painting, but, you know, she actually has like a, you know, motor control, hand-eye coordination, they learn how to problem solve, you know, so it's more engaging than just like, okay, we're going to paint something, you get to take it home. So I really liked that there's kind of a curriculum behind it. Do you want to add anything, Cynthia? No.
Yeah, so sorry, this is all new to me. My name is Cynthia Alvarez, and I own an art studio called Alvarez Fine Art Studio. It's over at 451 Brand. And so what I teach are fundamentals to drawing and painting. So, you know, I teach children, teens, and adults, and some of what the children do is, you know, they'll learn to see, you know, coordinating eye-hand coordination. So they'll have an image, they'll have it broken down for them, they'll learn to see, you know, how to put those by freehand, put those images back together again. Learning, you know, shading, tone, value to, in order to give the object more volume and dimension. So this is something that, say, you know, a 5-6-year-old would do. I also teach older students, to teen students, so when they're ready and older, they'll learn some of the you know, other classical you know, elements as well. So some of them work from you know, reference images, like the little ones. Some of them will work from still life, real life objects put out in front of them. And it's, you know, it's a step-by-step process that I show them. First is learning you know, motor control, learning how to control the pencil, learning how to control the medium. Then they learn you know, how to break things down visually. Then they learn how to build it up on paper, learning to make sure they build it up in the right proper sequence rather than jumping straight to the details or straight to the eyeballs. Learning you know, to build it up in a sequence of steps, learning to problem solve if something goes wrong. A lot of times, you know, the head is too big, or the trunk is too long, or the legs aren't right. So, you know, to get them to realize and say, okay, you know, maybe we can adjust things a little bit here and there. And, you know, some of the more advanced things are eligible for teens and adults as well. I also, you know, try to introduce a little bit of art history to them. So I have a whole art history wall of master paintings that, you know, I recreated and, you know, introduced to them as well. So with the little ones, you know, I show them a little cute cartoon video during their classes. For the older ones, you know, I'll give them a little bit more talk in regards to, you know, art history and, you know, why painters paint in certain ways or a certain thing certain ways and how mediums change, you know, throughout history. So I have a, you know, vast curriculum available for them. And then for adults, you know, I also have social painting classes as well, where you come in and just kind of have fun with painting and do a little bit of that there. So, you know, I can teach anywhere from 5 to 105. You know, I've been teaching art for a little over 11 years at this point, teaching little ones, teaching, you know, the older students, and, you know, just trying to introduce, you know, more of the kids, you know, having the studio, you know, introduce more children to drawing, painting, and our history element of the vast, you know, variety of art that they have. But like I should mention, you know, it is more of a skill-based rather than, okay, here's the project of the day, everyone works on this project, and they take that project home. It's a lot like a music class where you learn the motor control, the theory, the principles, and the artistry. So they don't necessarily have to, at the end, paint like this. They can, you know, it's like learning the ABCs. They can learn to sing whatever they like as long as they have the principles behind that there. And so it's a little different than what I have here at my art studio. And like I said, this whole process is new, and it got kind of started, you know, on my behalf by Balthasar and Gilbert. So I was like, what? Okay, you know. But yes, and, you know, I've had that studio for a little over a year, started part-time when I was still working somewhere else, but now it's my full-time location there. And I have a copy of the classical syllabus that I teach more for the older students. This is more for, you know, 12-year-olds and higher. That's similar, some of those things will be taught to the little ones, but more kid-friendly version right there.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So we had talked about, like, the class would be an hour and a half once a week for a whole school year, so like 10 months. We wanted to bring it to you guys first, because even, you know, I was thinking elementary, because our other scholarships we had offered for like middle and high school students. We haven't really done anything in regards to elementary. My only concern would have been, like, what if they stop going to the class?
That is always a problem. I mean, I run a sports program, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing. Is if you give a kid something for free and then it's not their thing, it's not so easy to bring somebody else in midway through. Mm-hmm.
So that would be, like, my only concern is, you know, the follow-through. Because, like you're saying, if it's free, sometimes...
Okay, I'm not sure if we're sending the scholarship to
pay for the classes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But how, then how do you award the scholarship?
Well, we would do an application process, but we would have to come up with criteria.
What kind of need do you have? I mean, I assume that you're already using grants and some other ways to fund these classes.
No, the parents pay the classes themselves.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback are you getting that you have parents that cannot pay, that want to come, that can't pay?
So at the moment, I told them, like, the basic, you know, if they can just do a couple classes, the flat rate for a single class is $30. But I don't have any grant, you know, money or anything like that coming in. I was considering doing an exchange program where, for instance, someone came and cleaned the studio for an hour and a half a week, so that would be an hour and a half class every week there, or did some flyering for me. That's something that I was actually looking to do later on. There's an exchange. They do some for me, I'll give them the class.
Those are the kids that you already have that you know are struggling to keep up.
Yeah.
That's the kids that clean the stables in order to ride the horses. Are you talking about like an entire class of scholarship, or
I was thinking maybe just two or maybe one to start off. So it would be like 10 months. They would have to go once a week. So we'd have to, like I said, my only concern would be the not, you know, like stop going, not going.
Okay, but if you targeted art classes in grade, I don't know what happened.
No.
High school, if you've got a specific art class that you could target. I like the idea, like you said, we haven't been able to get the grade school, but younger kids in there. Life's a gamble. I would think if you promote this, however we decide to promote it, X number of kids that are going to go for it, or the parents maybe pushing the kids, there are somewhat already qualified, or a kid that's into football stuff, sign up for this thing, or she signed up for him, he's going to fight it, and hopefully they'll, fall out, but more likely we're going to get kids that possibly have some interest, or their parents have some interest, or the kids have shown some talent.
Or I was even thinking one elementary and then one, a senior maybe. Mm-hmm. you know, because we haven't really targeted the senior population either.
Okay. A typical semester is how many classes?
Well, basically, I have students come in, once a week, or monthly. So, like I said, the single rate class is $40, and I get them, if I can get them to pay for the full month, it's like $120 worth. And I say, okay, if there's a fifth week, I'm not going to charge you for the extra fifth week there.
We're not talking a huge amount of money. A couple hundred dollars or $300 could buy us a couple.
They don't even have to do the 10 month.
Instead of committing to a 10 month thing, because I kind of almost want to see what kind of need we have, like which kind of kids are going to come, where we have either a month or something, then let them come, because then if they are in that situation, then they can work with you and clean the studio or something like that, and then we can revisit this and tweak it.
But a grade school kid, it's a gamble. You don't know what your interests are. A high school, that's a kid you would want to try to target. It's already got some art.
We've already got our test kids right here in town.
Yeah, and we don't have to, like I said, I was just thinking elementary, because we haven't really tapped into elementary. But wherever we feel that the student would be more motivated to go.
And it looks like we're going to have a budget that would allow us to do,
I was thinking maybe just two as a trial.
Get started. I like it.
And then eventually, whatever we had talked about, and we can get more into it, like the end project being something where they draw something from the city that can later be something simple or that can be displayed here at City Hall.
Or put on our art block.
Yeah.
We do the art block.
And obviously have to be a resident, because I know the other scholarships were kind of opened up to if they attended, but I think this should be resident.
Well, because this isn't school-based, so
this would be
fine if we wanted to say students who go to school in the city however you guys want to do it, but I don't have a problem when we say whether you live here or whether you go to school here, because there's not, the only high school we have is that one, and we only have three elementaries, and a couple of privates.
How would you reach out? How would you?
I think kind of like we did with the scholarships, just taking the information to the principals, and hopefully they would.
Because there's San Fernando, O'Malley, Morningside. Then there would be St. Ferdinand's.
Okay.
Santa Rosa's outside, right?
No, Santa Rosa's in.
Is it inside? Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't go that way enough to know.
Just inside. Now, if we've got a flood of visiting cars, maybe we could have this somewhat expandable.
Or get businesses in the city to help support it too, because I like the idea of doing this, but I also see that I know there's other art galleries, art studios, and I would not want to, have something that we're doing one thing, and I'd like to see this work. What I'm concerned about is either, we need to tweak it as we're going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, definitely, since it's going to be the first run.
I mean, the scholarships we had this, and we had to do this with it, but if we're trying to invent this completely outside.
But I think, at least the group here, we're kind of agreeing that this is something we need to proceed with. This is something we can.
That's why I just wanted to bring it to the commission first. Nothing's really been drawn out. The good thing is all the art supplies are included.
Right.
So that's not an
extra
expense.
That's literally whatever the expense is, that's what the expense is. And if we started with, say, two or three kids for a month and see how it works. And then
possible renewal.
Possible renewal, but also pull them at the end and make sure that what they thought they were getting is what they're getting, so that we're advertising this to the right kids, so that we're not...
because I know lots of people say, ooh, free, and they get very excited, and then that's not, you know, that's mom wants you to do this, isn't, like you're saying with football, my mom wanted me to play piano and ballet, and neither one of those worked out so well. Anyway, do we want to make any kind of motion, or we want to bring this back?
Well, I think we should bring it back.
You have a full group here, but that's great. Do you do any airbrushing?
No.
You need to learn the airbrushing.
Just watercolor, pastel, oil, and acrylic, and then charcoal.
And then every Friday, every other Friday, she has like a happy hour painting for adults.
It's the one.
Well, it's open to new. Yeah,
it's the one.
Actually, it's open then.
It's actually open at age. Yeah. Truthfully, a lot of parents want to go and do it with their kids.
Yeah, right. So it's from 3 to 8.
3 to 8.
Mm-hmm. $25 a person. If anyone's interested. I missed last Friday.
I always like the pictures where you see them on Facebook where everybody looks the same, and then there's the one like, that's me! It's the big black splotch. That's been mine.
Well, at my studio, you get to pick the project you want.
I just always laugh how they all look the same, but then I'd be afraid to take that class because I'd be the one that, even when they're all supposed to look the same, mine would be special. Okay, if there's nothing, if we'll bring this back.
Yes.
Thank
you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Number 5, discussion regarding standard language to address aggregation sites and requests for sharing of
language. Same. Comfortable.
Take a brownie.
There's
peanuts in this one. It's like peanut butter and brownies. So.
Yeah. Some water on you, too.
This is the agenda item number 5 is what Commissioner Mejia suggested that we include, and I think that's incredibly kind. And that just, this would be when they come in, you can just literally cut and paste and and then you're done. Canned response. I love canned responses.
Well, if the commission desires, then we'll just go ahead and use this language and then blind copy you to let you know who we sent it to.
Okay.
Because I did get one, I think.
Yeah, you got another one shortly after.
And if you start if you start to go back, it's all this, they're all interrelated.
Yeah.
They're making money through the people that actually click through. Yeah. Or sign up with the college. I can move that we use this as the preferred text.
So would your direction for clarification purposes be that staff send these out and then just blind copy you? Or does each commissioner kind of, as you get these, send them out? Or would you forward to us?
I would say a combination of both. I would say that if it comes to you, you guys handle it. But rather than if it comes to us directly, we want to make sure they stop sending them to us.
Okay.
So maybe, I guess we could send them the email, but maybe include you.
Okay, that way we're not duplicating.
Yeah. Right, so they don't get it 5 times, 6 times.
Okay.
We really don't put those on.
So if any commissioner or staff sends these out, then just blind copy commissioner or staff as well.
Yeah, I haven't gotten another one, but I just said it, so I'll get one. Simply. I'll get one this one.
I know.
Right. Okay, so I have moved it.
Second.
All right. You want to say aye?
Oh, yeah, aye.
That was unanimous.
Okay.
Yeah. That was 5. We're going through the meeting. I might actually get over to concert in time, but I don't think so. All right. General commissioner comments.
I just have one. So I emailed the Metropolitan Water District, but I haven't heard back. So I'm just gonna call her instead because it's from my personal email, maybe it didn't go through or something.
And we can also include Councilmember Balance. She's got really good contacts with MWD.
Okay.
And sometimes if they see a name they recognize on there, they'll answer fast.
Maybe.
Or not, but it's worth trying.
But I'll just try giving her a call.
Okay.
I'll wait maybe by tomorrow if I don't hear back. I'll call her.
We have the night out. What are we calling that on Tuesday? Neighborhood night out next week. Hopefully, it's not going to be
scorching hot.
I'm on duty there. Cindy and I work on it. But it's a great. I don't know if
you. I am going to try to come.
Yeah, it's a great event. We the police puts it out on the parking lot right across the street there, and a lot of free food and soft drinks, several booths. You get to hobnob with the police department. It's a great gathering. Had a lot of people come last year.
Yeah, because I had a parkway. Because I had to come to a meeting for so I think I had, we had a commission meeting, and then I couldn't even find parking. I had to park pretty far.
So we've got that.
For a council meeting, I don't remember.
I really like this idea. I think it's something we can take a ball and run with. Hang on, that's what I have.
I don't actually have anything exciting.
So you have a concert.
Yeah. With my luck, I will drive all the way over there, and they will literally be finishing Hotel California.
Oh, my favorite song.
She said they're videotaping it. I will see her and her ensemble. It will be fine. It will be fine. I might call as we finish up and see, but otherwise, I will have video. She's now 15. It's way too cool. And, Mom, you don't need to be there. Staff communication?
I have none. Just thank you for returning
the surprise,
which we're going to turn around and reissue tomorrow. Thank you very much.
But it has to be the right date on it. I said, well, maybe they changed that rule. There's no way they changed that rule.
Just like, come on, Marianne, pay him.
I know. Dude, we're so on top of it.
We try. But thank you so much.
All right. This is everybody's favorite part. Motion to adjourn. Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Good.
As it's public comment, can I?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry to ruin it.
That's okay.
I'm David Gonzalez, Education Deputy to School Board Member Monica Ratliff, and I'm sorry I was late. I came up here from downtown.
Oh, bless your heart.
I have a quick announcement. Board Member Ratliff is looking to fill a couple of appointments on some boards and task forces at LAUSD, so we're looking to get applications for a member of the board of directors of the LA Trust for Children's Healthcare, a member for the Human Relations Commission, and a member for the School-Wide Positive Behavior Intervention Support Task Force. Oh, and so cool. I have handouts here with that information. And as well, I can email it out to Angel. Maybe she can send it out to you. And if you could please.
Do you have Elena's? Email it to Elena if you have Elena.
Okay, that's
perfect. Okay.
So if you
that would just save one trip in it.
Interested in serving on the boards, they can apply to our chief staff by August 29th.
Oh, okay.
And the information is on there. And just to clarify, these are non-paid
These are all downtown too, right?
Yes, they meet downtown, but the person would be representing board member outlook and the communities from San Francisco.
I was just offered to be downtown on Friday to go over the textbook adoption for the high schools.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, that's great. What time? 9.
No. Yes.
On a Friday. I said, I'm sure you can find somebody closer. It's a beautiful idea, and I just, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kids are still out, though. That's the other dilemma.
And if we could ever help you with anything in regards
absolutely
to your public schools, we'd be happy to.
I think we're planning on doing a principal's coffee clash, so maybe that would be. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All the trading.
Yay, trading cards.
We're still waiting to find out if we're going to have a Pokemon going on. See, I should have made that up. That would be a very exciting night.
I have not got into that yet.
You don't have to. It's fun to watch the kids walking with their moms and their grandmoms and the dog. I've never seen so many people at night wandering around. Yes. People walking their dogs late at night with their head buried in their phone, but somebody's their lookout. It's okay. So now we can actually do the adjourning thing.
Okay. Second?
Okay, I will be first then. That's fine. I don't care.
Well, I'm still working on the logistics.
we have adjourned, so we can turn it on.